Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit, saying good things to those who have ears to hear. Having ears to hear is very important. If you're going to grow and thrive and prosper in the kingdom of God, we have to go forward in life. And it has to be our choice. We do so by faith. But the way we value life is the way we respond to it. Everybody don't value the life of God. Sometimes people value the life of God, but they also value the world system. And that will cause your hot love to cool down into a state of awkward inactivity, lukewarm living off of a reputation instead of the love of God, letting things slip, letting the word slip away. When you know that there's better, you ignore it. And when the enemy comes, you don't stop him. When deception is forming, you say nothing. You do nothing in this state. And cold religion, hey, all these voices, the voice of cold religion, the voice of the worldly way, the voice of the lust of the eye, the pride of life, lust of the flesh. These things have voices. They enter in. They speak. They attract. Unless we hate those things, we become the enemy of all that God stands for over time. But those who love, who know their God, they do exploits according to that. Having ears to hear, when you hear God's voice through all the cloud of illusion, you hear God's voice, that still small voice. The world is loudly banging its drums. But when you hear the life of God, you want it because your heart is valuing life. When you see life, when you see the actions of God's word being displayed before you through others, you want in on it. When you hear the testimony of those that heard from God, when the Lord spoke to them and said something, your heart reaches out. You have ears to hear. Now the Lord taught me a principle about valuing life. He said, if Brother A is talking to Brother B, giving him a word from the Lord, and then Brother C overhears it. Now, Brother B is the one being spoken to, but if he don't value what Brother A said from the Lord, he'll receive it according to how he values it, how he measures it. Even though it wasn't Brother C's business, but because it was the voice of God, he can benefit greater from the word because he values it greater. He overheard it. He just happened to be standing in the earshot. And he heard what Brother A said to Brother B. And he valued that life in God's word. And he goes off and builds a business off of that information. When Brother B lets it slip, or does very little with it, and then forgets it, we have to have ears to hear in order to thrive in life. That's why the Lord sends prophets. People in the kingdom of God, they let themselves get weak, and they don't hear the voice of the Lord themselves. And the Lord sends apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers to revive us and wake us up get us back on track. But once you're back on track, you can increase your ability to hear. All you have to do is love the truth of God's word. There's no formula. You just love God and it works. The more you love, the more you live. When you're fascinated in the things of God and that makes you tick, you can go forward in life. And you can do things that you normally couldn't do. Because you heard something that's going to work. And your heart is reaching out for more of God's word, more life. When I first heard about the Holy Spirit, I said, if God got me in life, I can have a thriving business. I can do things that I couldn't normally do. Those were the things that I saw. I said, the Lord can take my life and make it count. Not to make a name for myself, but just to do the things that I had hoped for. All I really wanted was a strong family. I wanted a family. I wanted a wife. I wanted to be a dedicated husband. And I wanted to be a good father. I was not much different from Abraham. And I arranged my whole life because I value family. I came from a good family, a good home. And I wanted what my parents had. And I went after. And I was challenged just like Abraham was challenged. But everything worked. And over time it works. And I said, with the Holy Spirit, I can do more than I normally could. If I don't understand something, he'll teach me, he'll show me. Now I didn't even know that God would guide me, that he would guide me in life. You know, you hear things about, Mom Powell talking about how the Holy Spirit taught her, and I wanted that. So I went to a church that bragged about receiving the Holy Spirit. I wanted to learn. I left the Methodist church, which was a good church, to learn about, know more about the Holy Spirit. And over time, I learned things. The Lord had to show me things and get me out of different situations and back on track. Because cold religion has a voice and it infiltrates churches. And it can cloud things up pretty good. But when you seek the Lord, when you have ears to hear, you get a fragment of truth here and a fragment of truth there. And the Lord will speak through this one over here and on the radio over there. And eventually it all works together because the Holy Spirit was speaking and people listen. When people know in part, so if you're going to gain truth, you're going to have to listen to more. Whoever God sends you, that's who you're going to have to listen to. Now, tradition, you know, tradition says have one pastor listen to him, nobody else, but that doesn't work as well as listening to whoever God sends you. And thank God for pastors. But if I was a pastor, I would want people to hear God, whoever God sends, listen. See, in order to get things over to us, people have their moments where they hear God. And when somebody says something of the Holy Spirit, everything just lined up, and you have to realize that they were challenged just to say what they said. The devil tried to stop it because he wants you ignorant of the things of God. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying this because every voice needs to be heard. Everything that the Lord is saying to you, you're going to need it. He's not just saying something so that. Just to tickle your ears. He's saying things we're going to need. And that's what's precious to me, his word. Whoever he sent it through, I thank God for all the people that he used to help me grow. And they, they're not always the big name people. They're not always well known. They're not always old. They're not always young. They're not always male, and they're not always female. There are people out there that God uses because they have ears to hear and the Holy Spirit. Sometimes they don't even realize, but He calls them to say what you need. But whenever His word is precious to us, that's when we can go forward in life. And we can do the things that we need to be doing. It's very important. And then the more you understand and the more you cooperate, the more you receive God's word in your heart, the more the Holy Spirit can train you and teach you. If you have an appetite for it, you welcome it. Now, the Holy Spirit is a gentleman. He's not going to make you do something you don't want to do. The Lord responds to your love towards Him, your faith. Whatever you put in motion, He's ready to help. He said, what you push, I push. What you pull, I pull. If you want something, start on it, and the Lord will help you do it. He'll give you the wisdom. He'll give you the strength. Whatever you need, He'll help you get the job done. If you got pain in your body that's preventing you from doing something, believe God, He'll heal that, and you'll keep going, and you'll go forward, and that'll be good. But those who love this world miss out. They're missing out bad. Now, yesterday, last broadcast we did, we ended talking about how Nebuchadnezzar took over the then known world. And he came from Babylon where idolatry started in the days of Nimrod, right after the flood. And Satan introduced idolatry, other forms of religion, false religion, untruth, to help to nullify what God was doing. See, the flood had just happened. That's something people couldn't argue with. Now, I often wonder how the world's going to do when the rapture comes. That's going to be something that they just can't do away with. They will warn it happened. They're going to say flying saucers got them. Any kind of lie. See, the enemy needed the people to believe lies so the generations would forget the flood. Everybody that was alive knew about that flood because everybody came from eight people. And they knew that's why they tried to build a tower so God couldn't do it again. So they'll have somewhere to go in case He decided to flood the world. Instead of falling in love with God and learning His ways, they tried to get around it through cold religion. So the whole world got into idolatry, and the nation of God that was supposed to teach people the love of God got into idolatry. So the Lord judged idolatry with Nebuchadnezzar, and He took over the whole world in that area. In Asia Minor, in Europe, Middle East, He took it for a prize. And He took the best people to Babylon. Those that were warriors, He killed, and their idols couldn't help them. They died at the edge of the sword with their idolatry, and their beliefs didn't help them. All people who operate under false religion, man-made religion, all of them are wrong. All religions, if it's not believing on Jesus, it's just wrong. It's not going to help you. They're trying to operate a system that God has nothing to do with. Even though they say they're worshiping God, without Jesus Christ, there's no God. You can't go to God without Jesus Christ. Nobody can, nobody ever will, nobody ever did. The only people that go to heaven are those who believe on Jesus Christ. And people that are sincere in their heart, the Lord will send people to minister life to them so that they can get on track. They have nature to look at. The nature of God suggests how God is. You can read what God made and understand his heart if you want to, if you have ears to hear, which if you don't have ears to hear, you're going to get sucked into the vacuum of the world. And your life won't work right. Well, preacher, you sound like a bigot because you're saying all the other religions are wrong and only Jesus is right. That's absolutely true. But I'm not a bigot. I'm just telling the truth. Jesus taught that the way to destruction is broad, but the way to heaven is narrow. And few there be that find it. Because people don't have ears to hear. They don't value the life of God. They hear about the goodness of God. Preachers preach and do their job. And people do, they ignore it. As if they lying. Now, millions of people went to heaven at the voice of Billy Graham because he spoke the truth and stuck with it all of his life and didn't compromise. But many more people refused to listen to him. And some people listened to him and went back to the world. But millions of people went to heaven. And millions more went on to hell anyway, because they didn't have ears to hear. And that's sad, because God is too good. He set up a way for us to get out of the trouble that we caused. And if you're going to ignore him, then that's you're going to have problems. Just like Christians that don't listen and don't love life, the enemy find trouble in life. And sometimes they run back to God. They're in right standards with God. They'll go to heaven, but they're not thriving in life because they don't have ears to hear. So the Lord he destroyed idolatry. And Nebuchadnezzar took over. Israel went. They were in Babylonian captivity for 70 years. And that cold-blooded generation died out. And their children, see, a generation is 40 years. The old idolatrous parents died out. And the ones that were very rebellious got killed in the war right off the bat. And some of them died of starvation in their bitterness. And the surviving children, they saw all this happen. And then they knew that, and Nebuchadnezzar learned to trust God. And Daniel was the president of Babylon. He was the second in charge. And so they had a godly influence under the reign of a man that destroyed their idolatry. And then they learned some things. All the things people said in their evil didn't work for them. All the lies people tell themselves and believe, instead of believing God because they don't have ears to hear, because they don't love the truth, all those lies come to nothing. And people turn their back first, and then war happens. So they had to live in another land, and the children that got caught up in the captivity, they were born over there and never saw the country they were from. They only heard about it. So when people, a lie just don't hold up. A lie don't last. Lies don't last. Only the truth of God's word lasts. And those who serve the living God, they came out on top. Now, after Babylonian captivity, you heard nothing else about Israel operating in idolatry. So the enemy had to figure out another way to do this. Because they didn't have ears to hear, they got into something else. Whole religion. Religion without God. Because they said they were serving God. They used God as a prop. They used God as a prop, but they didn't really love him. They said they did, but when Jesus came, they didn't listen to him. They didn't hear him out. They wanted to kill him. That's why I say they use God as a prop. People are no different today. People can get saved, believe on Jesus, and they're doing good, thriving in life. But when they start loving this world system, and they start playing with it and flirting with it, their heart always gets harder, and they start preaching excuses. They start preaching alternatives, compromise. They weaken the people, and they cause people to be like they are. False prophets always weaken the people. They're dangerous folks. If you don't know what to look for, if you don't have a strong love for God, you can get caught in their trap. They know better but won't do better. But those who love the Lord, those who love God, can come out of their trouble. That's why when I went to the church looking for guidance in the Holy, I found it. But I also found other things. People taught the word wrong sometimes. And it took time to undo, for God to undo that. The Lord gave me a dream. He said, listen to the pastor when I'm using him. But when he showed me a difference. When the anointing was on him, I was supposed to listen to him. But when he was preaching otherwise, I was not supposed to listen to him. And I'll never forget that dream, because the Lord knew I was sincere. And that's what he gave me the dream. And I love the pastor, I still do. But people do things they can do some things that they shouldn't do. They can say things they shouldn't say. In this particular church, he taught bondage. He would read the scripture, but there was sometimes he would change it into bondage. And one of the things he would teach was, God sent problems to make you grow. And God don't send people problems to make them grow. He gave us his word to help us grow. The guidance of the Holy Spirit to help us grow. The fivefold ministry to help us grow. And his spoken word in our heart helps us grow. The Holy Spirit, he responds to us seven ways. The Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of knowledge and wisdom, counsel, might, and the fear of the Lord. According to Isaiah chapter 11, to help us grow and destroy our problem, not just not get out of problem, but to understand it and destroy it. The world challenges, the world pushes back. When the people of God come around, it's just like when Jesus came to the Pharisees and the Jews. A fraction of them had ears to hear, which was very many people. The whole nation should have been listening to Jesus. That didn't happen. He went from town to town, and many people heard him. And then a lot of the people that heard him, most of them wanted to make a king out of him because he did miracles. They wanted God on their terms. If you don't have ears to hear and a strong love for God, you can get caught up in the vacuum of this world. But those that love their God will do exploits because they have ears to hear, and they can hear the counsel they need to overcome their troubles and deceptions. And then they can go forward in life. So after Babylonian captivity, then the Medes and Persians took over that kingdom. So now the generation that was going to go back to Israel, they said, well, it's not just Babylon that's powerful. It's whoever God put in power. When they went back to Israel, you never heard any more idolatrous talk from the lips of the Hebrews. There's nowhere in Scripture that they had a problem with idolatry. But the enemy traded idolatry for cold religion. They still didn't solve the problem completely. They got rid of one problem. But having ears to hear solves the next problem. Your religion won't go cold and icy if you stay in the love of God and have ears to hear. And what if a person ran to God's will? Lord, what do you want me to do? In sincerity, not just words, but they mean it. Lord, I'll do whatever you say, because they trust Him. And then they put their heart in whatever God gave them to do. And they serve God with dedication and love. And when they're challenged, they are relentless and they destroy their giants. See, God gave us the example. The giants are going to come. Goliath was out there. David destroyed him. He didn't see a giant. He intended to fully do all that God gave him to do. And at the time, it didn't look like he'd ever be king. But he wasn't in love with being a king. He was in love with God. And because he loved God, he would serve God as a king. And he didn't let anybody stop him. And he loved God more than his kingdom. He loved God. He loved his relationship with the Lord more than his position. The leaven of Herod is when you love position more than God. The love of preeminence is when you love a form of religion more than the life of God. Jesus said, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and also the leaven of Herod. Herod loved position. The Pharisees love preeminence. But if you don't love God, you'll put something else first. The love of God is the key to having ears to hear. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life, and you will thrive as you dedicate your life to God, hearing His word. If His word is a treasure to you, you're on the right track. You have ears to hear.